Okay, so you guys know I love hitting the gym.
Yeah.
But you send in some really interesting stuff about strength training and how it can like actually relieve stress.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know exercise is good for you,
Right.
but this is like next level.
Absolutely.
So today we're doing a deep dive into, well,
Yeah.
strength training and stress relief,
Yeah.
the science behind lifting weights for your mind.
That's the one.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's it.
that's the one.
And we're going to figure out
Yeah, okay.
how pumping iron can actually like pump up your mental well-being.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. So get ready to
Yeah.
learn why this works and like most importantly, how to like incorporate it into your own life.
I love that.
So
Okay, let's do it.
this article talks about like all these physical changes
Right.
that happen when you strength train.
Yeah.
Like you build muscle,
You
you
do?
get those endorphin rushes.
Oh, yeah, those are the best.
Like what is actually happening in our bodies though?
Okay, so when we're stressed, right, our bodies, they release this hormone,
Cortisol.
cortisol.
Okay.
And like in small doses, it's actually helpful.
Oh,
It
really?
helps us manage tough situations.
Okay.
But if the cortisol stays high for too long,
Oh, like if you're constantly stressed.
exactly like chronic stress, then it starts to really mess with things
Oh.
like your sleep,
Okay.
your immune system, even your mood.
Wow. So it's like a domino effect.
It really is.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Okay.
Strength training can actually help regulate those cortisol levels,
Oh, why, really?
bring them back down to a healthy baseline.
So it's like strength training is giving our bodies a break
It is
from being stressed all the time.
like a time out
Yeah, exactly.
from the stress response.
Okay, so we've got the cortisol under control.
Yeah.
What about those endorphins?
Oh, those
They
endorphins.
make you feel so good.
They do.
Like, what's the science behind that?
So endorphins aren't just about, that fleeting feeling of euphoria.
Yeah, that runner's high.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They actually interact with the opioid receptors in our brains.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So it's like way more than just a good feeling.
It is, they reduce pain perception
Oh, interesting.
or boost your mood.
That's
Like
that.
our body has this built-in system to fight stress, and strength training turns it on.
So
It's
cool.
pretty amazing.
Okay, so we talked about the physical benefits,
Yeah.
but the article also mentioned like cognitive benefits,
That's right.
like brain stuff. I don't know
Yeah.
why, but I also thought of like
Yeah.
mental and physical activity as like
Separate.
totally separate things,
Yeah.
but I guess they're like way more connected than I
They're
realized.
super connected.
Okay, so explain.
Okay, so think about it.
Right.
When your strength is training,
Yeah.
you have to focus.
Great.
You're coordinating your movements,
Right.
thinking about your form.
Don't want to get injured.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Challenging yourself to like
Lift.
lift heavier or do one more rep.
Yeah.
And that level of focus
Yeah.
can actually carry over into other areas of your life.
Oh, interesting. So it's like a workout for our brains, too.
I like to think of it that way.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it is.
So what about this idea of self-efficacy?
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
What is that?
So self-efficacy is basically
Okay.
your belief in yourself
All right.
to succeed. And strength training can really help build that up.
How so?
Well, as you get stronger,
Yeah.
you see like tangible evidence of your
Like
progress.
you can literally see it.
Yeah, like you can lift more weight than you could before you
Yeah.
set goals.
Like doing a certain number of
Yeah,
reps.
like increasing your weights
Yeah.
or mastering a new exercise,
Right.
and then you achieve them.
It's that like I did it feeling.
Yes,
Yeah.
it is.
Yeah. And that feeling of accomplishment. I feel like that can help you in other areas of your life too.
It totally can. It spills over
Yep.
into other areas of your life and helps you feel more capable of like
Taking on challenges.
tackling challenges,
Yeah.
managing stress.
Instead of just feeling overwhelmed.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay,
Exactly.
so this is all making so much sense.
Good.
I'm sure people are wondering this.
Yeah.
How does strength training compare to other types of exercise?
That's the question everyone wants to know.
When it comes to stress relief,
Yeah.
like, should I hit the weights instead of going for a run
Right.
if I'm feeling stressed?
Okay, first of all, I have to say,
Yeah.
any exercise is good
Right, of course.
for your physical and mental health,
Yeah.
but strength training does have some special advantages.
Oh, okay, like what?
Well, there's this concept called progressive overload,
Progressive
where
overload.
you gradually increase
Yeah.
the weight or the resistance
Okay.
that you're working with.
So you're not just like
Right.
going through the motions and
Exactly. You're pushing yourself to get stronger.
Yeah. And you can literally see yourself getting stronger.
You can, and yeah. that can be so motivating.
Yeah, especially for people who are like struggling with their self-esteem.
Absolutely.
Or just feeling stuck.
Yeah.
And for some people, strength training can be like almost meditative.
It can be.
Yeah.
Because it's so focused.
It's that mind-body connection.
Exactly. You're really in tune with your body.
Yeah. Okay, so how can our listeners actually use this information?
Well, the key is to start small.
Okay.
And be consistent.
Small and consistent.
Yeah. You don't have to become a power lifter overnight.
Right.
Just start with body weight exercises.
Right.
Resistance bands or lighter weights.
Yeah. And focus on your form.
Yes. Good form is so important. And most importantly, listen to your body.
Yeah. If you're feeling pain.
Yeah.
Stop.
Stop. Yeah. Rest when you need to. And don't push yourself too hard too soon.
So it's all about creating like a sustainable habit.
That's it.
That you enjoy and that you can stick with.
Exactly.
Yeah. And even short bursts of strength training can make a difference.
If you do them consistently.
Yeah. It's not about like punishing yourself.
Rare.
It's about...
It's about taking care of yourself.
Investing in your well-being.
Yes.
So we've learned a lot about the benefits
of
strength training for stress relief.
Yes.
Like how it regulates those stress hormones.
Right.
Boosts our mood.
Yeah.
Sharpens our focus.
It's amazing.
But I'm wondering,
how
does it affect like our mindset?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah. Can it actually help us build resilience?
You know, I think it can.
Yeah.
I think it's about realizing that strength training isn't just about...
Like how you look.
Yeah. Not just aesthetics.
Yeah.
It's not just about physical performance. It's about building inner strength.
Okay.
That helps us deal with like...
All the ups and downs of life.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
The challenges, the good times, the bad times.
So it's about knowing
that
you can face those challenges.
You got them.
Both in the gym and out in the world.
Exactly. And that knowledge
is
so empowering.
It is.
It really is.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Well, this has been such a great conversation.
I agree.
Yeah. Thanks for diving deep with me today.
Anytime.
Okay. And for everyone listening, think about... how strength training can help you not just manage stress,
right,
but build resilience.
That's the goal.
Yeah. Until next time.